Good morning, and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Thursday, April 25th. On today's show, Chinese assistants of German political figures are arrested on suspicion of spying, and the United States warns Pakistan about the risks of doing business with Iran. Plus, Britain is involved in a Chinese spy case, and the Solomon Islands support the return of the American Peace Corps. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a significant development. An assistant to a prominent AfD politician in Germany has been arrested on suspicion of espionage. The arrest took place on April 23, 2024. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you provide us with more details about this incident?
Unfortunately, David, the details surrounding this arrest are still emerging. What we know so far is that the individual in question is a Chinese assistant to a key AfD politician. The arrest was made on suspicion of espionage, but the specifics of the alleged activities are not yet clear.
What might this mean for the AfD party and the politician involved?
It's too early to say definitively, but this could potentially have serious implications. If the allegations are proven, it could damage the reputation of the AfD party and the politician involved. It could also lead to a broader investigation into potential foreign influence within the party.
And what about the implications for Sino-German relations?
Again, it's early days, but this incident could certainly strain relations between China and Germany. Espionage allegations are always serious and could lead to diplomatic tensions. However, it's important to note that these are just allegations at this stage and the investigation is ongoing.
Indeed, we'll have to wait for more information on that story. Thanks, Abby. Shifting our focus to another region, in a recent development, the United States has warned Pakistan of potential sanctions following Pakistan's President Ebrahim Raisi's pledge to strengthen security and economic cooperation with Iran. Here to discuss this further is Bella, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you provide us with more details about this situation?
Certainly, David. President Raisi, who is the first Iranian president to visit Pakistan in 8 years, concluded his 3-day visit recently. During his visit, he announced plans to increase bilateral trade from the current $2 billion per year to $10 billion within the next 5 years. Both sides also agreed to cooperate in the energy sector, including electricity trade, transmission lines, and the Iran-Pakistan natural gas pipeline project, which has been stalled for over a decade due to political instability and international sanctions.
And how has the United States responded to this development?
The U.S. State Department has warned the Pakistani government against engaging in commercial transactions with Iran. Spokesperson Vedant Patel advised anyone considering doing business with Iran to be mindful of the potential sanctions risks. However, he also stated that the Pakistani government can speak to its own foreign policy pursuits.
What are the potential implications of this for Pakistan?
Foreign policy expert Mohammad Faisal suggests that the U.S. threat to impose sanctions is primarily aimed at dissuading Pakistan and increasing the cost of doing business with Iran. If the U.S. does impose sanctions, it could have significant economic and diplomatic implications for Pakistan.
We'll certainly be keeping an eye on this situation. Thanks, Bella. Shifting our focus to the United Kingdom now, two men who were arrested last year on suspicion of engaging in espionage activities for China have now been charged. The charges are related to alleged violations of the Official Secrets Act. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you provide us with more details about this case?
Certainly, David. The two men charged are Kerry, a 29-year-old parliamentary researcher, and Barry, aged 32. Authorities allege that the pair obtained, collected, recorded, published, or communicated information that could be useful to an enemy either directly or indirectly with the purpose of harming national security or interests. They are due to appear in court on Friday.
And what has been the response from China to these charges?
A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in the UK has stated that the so-called allegations of China's involvement in stealing British intelligence are completely baseless and malicious slander, which China firmly opposes. They have urged the UK to stop its anti-China political manipulation and cease this self-directed political farce.
Thanks for that report on Sino-UK relations, Celeste. Shifting our focus to the Solomon Islands, a previously unreleased report has shed light on the nation's support for the return of the U.S. Peace Corps. The report reveals that the decision by the U.S. Development Aid Agency to return to the Solomon Islands was delayed for years without any explanation. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you provide us with more details about this report?
Certainly, David. The report, titled Return to Solomon Islands Assessment Report, was obtained by Al Jazeera reporters through a Freedom of Information request. It shows that there is strong support from local people and the government for the Peace Corps to resume its operations in the country after a 20-year absence.
And what has been the response from the Solomon Islands government?
The report cites Solomon Islands Prime Minister Sogavare's remarks to Peace Corps representatives, saying, "We need you." The country's Justice Minister, John Murier, also stated that the agency indeed had a lasting impact on the people and communities of the Solomon Islands.
Why has the Peace Corps been unable to resume its operations in the Solomon Islands?
The report doesn't provide a clear explanation for the delay. However, it does raise concerns about why the agency has still been unable to resume its operations nearly 5 years after announcing its return, particularly in the context of U.S.-China competition.
Thanks for that report, James. This is certainly a significant development. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.